The National Football League wrapped up the 2010 season with the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 45, played in a huge stadium in Arlington, Texas. But without the small Midwestern town of Ada, Ohio, population 5,400, the game would not have been the same. Ada is where the Wilson Sporting Goods Company makes footballs. Wilson has been the official football maker of the National Football League since 1941. And many of the 130 employees at its factory in Ada have spent most of their lives there.
I've been there 25 years.
In April, I'll have 45 years.
30 years.
33 years.
30 years.
Every year during Super Bowl week, Wilson showcases a small piece of its factory for the fans.
I figured it was probably made by machine and made in China.
It's pretty amazing.
Made in the USA. It's really neat.
At this year's display, fans could see 5 of the 13 steps it takes to make a football.
This is the teacher's job right here. It's a little bit hard on the hands and stuff.
Let's do it inside out.
Turning the ball right side out is the hardest.
The Wilson employees make from 3,000 to 4,000 balls a day. Tina can lace up a ball in 2 minutes. After that, it's time for the final step.
120 pounds of air pressure in it. Just want to smooth the things and flatten the laces.
The people at Wilson love their jobs.
The best part is probably when they kick off the Super Bowl each year, to know that our little town of Ada, Ohio has a big part in that.
And the workers in Ada, Ohio would not have it any other way.
That's what I do. That's all I've ever done.
A lot of personal pride in this to make this the best ball there is right here. And I see that on TV and I think that's my ball. I want that to be the best.
It may never win a Most Valuable Player award or get to sign autographs, but Wilson's football is the star of every professional and collegiate game played in the United States. In Dallas, Texas, Tala Hadavi, VOA News.